Now, who comes on next? Here's a new. I favor new people. So here's somebody. I don't know what this could be. I don't know who. 817.
We like that one. They have a party. They got the party liquor.
Who are you? Is this
they got the party liquor. They got the party liquor. Banging.
Hey, you're on the radio.
You.
817-637. Clay Keys. Keys Clay. Arlington, Texas. Speak.
That's so funny.
Are you ready?
Hysterical.
Can you tell your friends to calm down?
Wait a
minute. Oh, they hung up. They didn't even know they were here. They hung up.
It was an accident.
That's me to pick the worst one.
It was a wrong number, Paul.
Yeah, another is Donald Trump's radio show.
Maybe, Bob, you do have hundreds of thousands of listeners, and they're all dialed the wrong number. That's what.
Okay, let's try
that's
anonymous.
Why Breitbart.
Who's anonymous?
That's why Breitbart. That's why Breitbart's going to be your biggest supporter. It's Bert. We want Bert.
Bert.
Is that Bert?
We want
okay, Bert.
Bert.
Well, yeah, bring Bert. Some order to this, Bert.
Okay, hurry up. We got
to
get.
No more shit about your fucking body. I am sick to hear about your whatever it is Diane's doing with you, eating turkey.
All right, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it. Don't worry about it. Give us the report. That's right. Quick. We got a lot of things to do now, so get on with it. Quick. Like, let's get on with it. What have you noticed this week? Blah, blah, blah. Let's go.
I'm getting huger, man. I've cut back on my restructure. I'm just
stop
at
it.
One scoop a day.
You're not supposed to do that. it all starts that way. And then the next thing you won't, you'll stop taking your drops, and then you'll end up in a roadside ditch like Matthew David Hurtado.
I'm not going to stop taking drops. I'm not going to stop taking the drops, but I am blowing up.
Okay.
You warned me.
So, we told you that when you didn't want to do it. Now, okay, how big is your chance this week? Then we got to know.
I did take it, yeah. It's almost 54 inches.
Good. Okay, that's normal. But it really isn't going to matter, see, because once you keep this off.
54 inches? Is that how tall I am, Bob?
Almost, Carolyn. You're 48. You're 48 and a half, Carolyn. So his chest size is the size of the world's tallest midget. Good.
I could wrap myself around your chest.
Stop.
Terrible.
You're making us gush. You're making us gush. We're pink over here. We're just pink. Kim's going to wrap herself around your chest. This is ridiculous. Bob, control your woman.
I gave that up. But the band, she didn't control me either.
That's good. So now, here's what happens. We can't help it. We're sorry. There's nothing you can do. Once you start this process, there's nothing you can do. And you want this to be okay. My point is it's working. This is what this is created for. Now, we made a big deal about this a long time ago when we made this up, and this is not what we were about. This is not what we were going to do. This is not what we were going to provide. This is not who we're going to help. We weren't going to make it for people to do this with. This wasn't going to be the way it was. So we're very thrilled to hear that you've had a wonderful experience with this product. So it's good. Now, your balance in your body parts, because after a little while, you could quit taking everything and it's still going to beef up because you're going to process protein differently now. That's the whole point. Have you noticed how you don't crave carbs much anymore?
Okay, yes. I took your advice. Was it 2 weeks ago you told me to start doing more of the citrusy? And what's strange is that I started to get hungry. Because before, I wasn't hungry.
Good. I know, and that's what we wanted. We needed to bring you more acidic so you would balance more. Because your body was overcompensating for your lack of digestion. Which is, see, when you start really using the food, remember the thing 1,000 years ago, they said you are what you eat. Well, really the truth of that is you are what you eat, but you don't defecate. It's what you really are. You get that?
That last part I didn't.
Okay. You are what you eat.
Are what you
agree
eat,
with that?
Okay. Right.
But that's not exactly accurate. The more complete statement is, which is also true, but the more complete statement is, you are what you eat, that you don't shit out.
Okay, gotcha.
So the defecate part was where it might have lost you. And see, hold on one
yes.
second. See, this is the thing, Charlie. This is everybody else doesn't know what defecate means, so you just got to say shit sometimes. It's okay. Your audience will understand. It's okay. Your audience will understand, okay? Now, that all being said and good, what's going to happen is your cells are starting to kick. You're kicking up. Now, tell us, in your workout, is less, more, same, or are you still busting with energy, or what's happening?
It's less. All I do is stretch now. I do like one set of pull-ups a week. I'm doing the skull crushers, which is crazy now. The weight that I'm using now, it's unbelievable. And I stretch.
And there's no failure.
I can complete any rep that I want. I can complete as many reps as I want, and then I complete it.
We know.
There's no failure.
We
right.
know. Now, you need to stretch out because you've got your quads all fucked up now. This is going to throw out your back if you're not careful. You got to stretch. You're growing more. So you got to do the, you know, where you put your like a yoga stretch where you put your foot up to your groin and then tip your hand over to touch your other foot.
I've been doing those.
Well, you need to do more of those because your groin, your muscle is very, very, very tight. If you don't get that stretched out, you're going to be real smart. Remember how smart you are? We keep telling you how smart you are. We don't know.
I'm not smart. I haven't told you.
We know, but you're going to blow your quads. You're going to blow your quads. You're going to be very unhappy. So stretch more. Stretch that out more. Because your upper body's doing fine. You're just going to catch the rest of you up. Get rid of those damn chicken legs.
Yeah, the legs aren't really chicken leg, but compared to what my upper body is now, you're partially.
Well, we want to be proportioned. We want you proportioned. Okay, proportioned. Okay, now, did you do the turkey this week, or is it changed anymore?
No, I did not.
You noticed, but you don't have to.
No,
I
did not.
We just thought you might have,
no,
so it's okay.
No,
but now the span.
But I can tell. I can look and see just opening both my hands that they're changed. It's really strange looking, actually.
Well,
how wide
like
they can go.
Not gregarious, though. It's a good span. Like if you was playing the piano, it would be good. You could reach two octaves. That's good. That's good. Okay. Now, the next thing we got to talk about is the way you see. The way you see. You don't right now, but you're going to be making a whole bunch of ear stuff, like earwax, like a lot of it lately.
But it stopped. It stopped for a while. It's coming.
I know, but it's coming. And don't freak. It's just another, you're working out the goo. And that's okay. Let it get out. Just make sure you get your ears good and wet in the shower when you bathe.
Yeah.
Make sure you get them good and wet. Don't kill yourself. Don't take, now see, we say that to some people and they take a scalpel and dig it out. And we're not saying do that. We're saying just let it flow out and it's going to be fine. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yes.
Palms of your hands, bottom of your feet. Okay. Now, the back of your neck. I mean, you do understand that you're between your first and second dorsal is fusing. You get that, right?
Is that what that itching part is? I get a strange, okay.
Yeah. And it's fusing. Now, some are going to go, what? I can't do that. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's just a parse. It's, you're parsing it out. The sternum that's thickening, Sheila talked all about you tonight. Did you know that? Did you listen?
Yes, I heard, but she did not. You were doing that, actually, but go ahead.
What? No, we resemble that remark. So now what happens is it changes the way we gotta call in Dr. Dean. Call in Dr. Dean. Dr. Bombay, come right away.
I'm on your wing.
Okay.
Right,
here we
wing.
Go. Here's what's happening. Okay, Carolyn. In his body, what's happening, the lipids are actually starting to jump, basically. They're starting to shift so that they're doing what we talked about when they start processing the way protein is handled in the meat-pack body and how it basically turns it up, and that's what's happening to his meat sack, which has happened almost overnight. Well, since your damn product, you know, I'm going to call it re-damn. We call it the damn product. Call it re-damn. Re-damn. You're damned twice. Thrice damned. You're thrice damned. You're thrice damned to be healthy for eternity. What's happening if this body is responding? If this is the trick, this is what we said was the rub. And then what happens now, if you catch it on, because all he did was stupidly what we said. We said, do this. He said, okay. We said, do this. He said, okay. And then we told him what was going to happen. And he argued with us till cows came home. Oh, yeah, Charlie could work at a dairy farm. That'll be good for him. He'll like that. Then what will happen is he can milk the cows. Then what will happen is his body responded because he didn't know not to. This is what we're talking about. When you change the lipids of how the lipids react with the other part of the body, now his whole body, if you did a bilirubin and pulls an albumin off of him, it would be through the roof. Happily so.
Mm-hmm.
Happily so.
Bert. Bob says, with who? I mean, who are we talking to?
Telling me it would be proper to say with whom, because it's the object of the preposition.
It's true. Yeah, so bilirubin, yeah, he's breaking down more protein, so putting...
He's breaking it all down. See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. He's breaking it all down.
Hang on, let's understand something. If the lipids then, as fats, they're being used for energy because other stuff is being diverted. Why aren't we using our carbs and sugars for energy?
You don't need them.
Why are we using our fats?
You don't need them. You don't need them. See, that's what we said. It was changing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was the part that was changing. Remember, if you put one spoonful of sugar, white sugar, in your body, you die eternally. Remember, Total Biology said mm-hmm. that somewhere. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it? One half a teaspoon and you're half dead. One whole teaspoon and you're dead. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's done. Well, now you can eat 100 pounds of sugar and it doesn't matter. Well, guess what? Big boy over here, Shoney's big boy, he can eat anything he wants and he doesn't even want sugar. He doesn't even crave it.
Mm-hmm.
This is the change. The change is when you can have whatever you want. You don't want it. You got it. Do you see? His natural urge or craving. The same, now we're going to use a parallel. This has nothing to do with you. The same drive that drives a smoker to fire a cigarette or will kill you, slit your throat to get a nicotine, what do you call it? Tar and nicotine stuff? When you want to burn a fag. The same thing. Synaptic neuron that grabs that makes you have to go smoke is the same thing your body does when it starts to ascend. Same, it kicks in just like that. Once it snaps, we're good. We're good. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Okay, so during ascension, we're grabbing onto fats and we're grabbing onto sugar. Now that Bert's ascended, he doesn't require the sugars. But what are the sugars being used for?
Nothing. They're changing. They're just changing. They're not. See, that's the polypeptide bonds that we've been talking about in the covalent bonding with the 14th ring. Once you change that cellular wall will no longer respond.
So it's partly because we got so addicted to sugars and everything that now that's the little man, less than state. So now that we're not little anymore, the sugar doesn't even. It's the old thing.
Well, it doesn't seize you. Mm-hmm. So now you take someone who was a smoker who would kill you for a cigarette. Now they decide they quit for whatever reason they quit. Then they can't stand cigarette smoke. You notice that? They don't really like it. Or they're really sensitive to that smell. They don't care for it once they're off the nicotine portion of the program. It's the same way here. Mm-hmm. We say eat anything you want. We told you to eat sewage. Most of you did. You still do and are. But anyway, that's another conversation. But anyhow, look at how it's shifted. Look how it's shifted now. You know, and he's got this perfect body. He should be having great big bucks of women peel grapes and drop them in his mouth and rubbing him up or whatever it is that they do with his 54 inch
wrap
chest.
Themselves around his chest.
His chest. There you go. There you go. Be enveloped, as it were. There you go. Enveloping. How an enveloping. It's an enveloping thing. So now the dorsal is key. Because that you winced a little on that one, darling. That's why we called Dr. Bombay right away, because you winced on that. Now, okay, the cartosis that's going to happen, you got to shift. The dorsal is a very, very, very vulnerable position. It's kind of fused a little bit, but it's not fusing like when a doctor does it, where they weld it together. It's not like that. It's just going to be, it's not going to be as, it moves very easily today. It's going to get, what you say, thicker. So that, but especially between the first and second dorsal, it's going to get more rigid. Now Bob's going to ask the question, well, what does that have to do with the hypothalamus or the thalamus? I mean, we'll have a 45-minute conversation trying to tell him the difference between the thalamus and the hypothalamus. You know how we do that every single time when the wind's blowing north and he's standing south, which way is the wind blowing in his face? You know that thing. But that's another conversation. That first and second dorsal is where you're itching. He doesn't know where that is, but where he's itching is between the first and second dorsal. It's the first telltale signs of that ebbing to a more rigid position. Okay? Now, one would say if the dorsal was tighter, that's a better way to describe it, maybe, then you're going to have less mobility. When that furthest thing is, can't be from the truth. What's going to happen is when that dorsal tightens just a little bit more, you're going to have complete mobility. Much more mobility, because now the creek won't have to judge the span, the 14 degrees of freedom, the pitch, and the yaw, so you can actually survive. Let's say little bitty babies, what they call the little ones, you won't have those anymore, but the greenhouse effect or the green bone effect or some ridiculous thing that the bones are don't break, they're all warbly. They're flexible, the little babies, the green something, something ridiculous.
Well, no, they call green stick fractures in babies because their bones are rubbery. That's the only way they use that.
Well, that's the same thing we're applying here. In his body, his bones are harder, okay, like a diamond, but they're going to be either more flexible. It has
okay.
To.
Well, that's because, that's the magnesium aspect of the bones, too.
And
maybe the eye cell.
Your words. It is your story, honey. We're just telling it. What happens is it decalcifies. Everybody's trying to get calcium in. You won't need calcium. When your magnesium is right, it's going to balance it. You won't use it.
Cool, that's neat.
Them dry bones.
Here's no, the bones aren't dry. No, the bones, you say,
in
they're
Ezekiel,
like
Ezekiel,
like young, sappy
Ezekiel,
trees.
In Ezekiel, they were dry, and they became alive. That's what's happening to you. So that's good.
Cool.
Do you think... What size shirt do you think we should go with? Or get some nice spandex. Maybe that's what we can get you. Hey, I know. Bert. Go on the internet. You can order you some Spanx. Maybe you need some Spanx. That'll help.
Spanx. Oh, shoot. Okay, here's a question, Ion.
Step up.
With ascension, does it mean we don't require the sweet taste of sugars, so we just don't bother with sugar?
No, sugars are no longer sweet.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, the latest generation of, 129.
Look how much pepper you had to put in the popcorn and you don't even taste it anymore. Look.
True.
Before you put the sugar in, it didn't knock your head off. And now all of a sudden you put all that in and Bob doesn't even taste. It's like, okay. It's like puffs all over again.
True.
So that is shifting. Now, also, here's the thing. Under your tongue, we've been talking about under the tongue or sublingual. Wait, that's not cunnilingus. Sublingual. Yeah, that's right. It's a different thing. Then what happens is your taste buds are also affected at first line, first hand. The taste bud is what connects the hip bone to the leg bone to the foot bone, hear you the word of the Lord. It's what puts it all together. It hooks the adrenals in the lipids. Okay, in the lymphatic system. So now there's five different things going on here. There's Bob's five damn bodies. We're sorry for this ridiculousness, but it's Bob's story. We got to stay with it. So anyway, what's happening is he's saliva. Notice how you used to have kind of a dry mouth from time to time. Now you don't. You're almost slobbery. You notice that?
Yes.
This is Bert we're speaking to. You're much more wet, which is good. Have been otherwise, right?
Correct. Yes.
Good. Now, can you tell me about his earwaxy thing, Carolyn? Because he seems to have a rage of it. He had it before. He got over it. Now he's going to have it again. He ain't got it yet, but it's coming. Because it's more compression that's getting rid of that gunk. There's more of the gunk. But
well,
earwax
has to do with fats as well. So I guess the transition about his lipids has created something. I just blew a whole wad of wax out of Bob's ear the other day, and he hasn't had earwax in a long time.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing. It's normally they say you're diseased when you have that. That's not the case. What's happening is you're just producing and getting rid of more. That's all. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Ed's tummy. It's going away.
Oh. Hear that, Ed?
Okay, now, let's talk about the grand old party now. Get on to that part. Let's go. You had questions. Let's go.
Ion, I've heard you say that the evaporation is changing.
Yes. That circle is going to change when water changes. When it's a hydrogen base, it can't evaporate. Hydrogen does not evaporate. There's a newsflash, y'all. Hydrogen does not evaporate.
That leads to my question, because the whole process of extracting sea salt involves evaporation. So will salt change in the...
It already has. That's why people are eating it. Are you kidding? People would tell you right quick, you'd die of death if you had one spoonful of salt. One teaspoon of salt. You'd have blood pressure and you'd blow your fucking brains out. Now, Carolyn's got people drinking salt in their damn water. Making them drink ocean water. It's the craziest thing, and the people just won't die. It's okay, so, okay. And she's got them drinking seawater, salt water. It's crazy.
Okay, so that okay, this
it's
is
already
a
changed.
Question.
So what we're saying, and we're agreeing with you, is that salt's already changed. The body that the salt's going into is different. We said eat all that because you need the damn preservatives. But that was just a joke, but it worked.
Okay, but I remember you told me one time when I was brought up the subject of salt, you said that the molar mass would change. And I was looking at the molar mass and the NaO2. When the molar mass increases, you said the molar mass, I think, would increase to like, I think it's 42, I'm just pulling off my head, and it would go up to like 44 or 46. Is that the there would be more... the sodium elements put in because oxygen is going away, or just the fact that oxygen changes the molar mass? So, too many words.
You
are
got
you
that
confirming
right.
That
you would need Bob to sift that one out? It's
okay, no. That wasn't a question, but it just popped up when you were saying salt change. So, are you confirming the salt change that the molar mass of salt has changed? Is that what you're saying?
It has changed. It is changed. Yeah. Now you're able to consume it. And you don't die hypertensively.
Wow.
Because it's not holding fluid, because salt draws fluid. That's why it draws it to you. Hypertension. There's the rub. Well, now what's happening is it doesn't draw it anymore. Yay, go my team. Here he comes to save the day. Okay, come on now. Grand old party. What about it? Let's go.
I was looking at magnetism and relaxation, and I found the word that it was the first time I've ever seen the word, and I looked at the definition of it, but I've never heard you refer to it. Phonon. Do you recognize the phonon process?
We can. It's changing.
Yeah, that was the question. It's changing. But so did you do recognize the phone on process? And you're saying it's changing. Is that part of the what you were saying, that the periodic table is changing? So that's due to, is it due to the new elements that aren't on the periodic table?
Well, there are. They're just not on the table. So you're saying that the false premise is wrong. It's out of bounds. It's inappropriate. And it's inner bounds inappropriateness is not noted. And it's going to be noted. And it'll still be out of bounds, even though it's noted. See? It's kind of crazy when you say it like that. So let's say it this way. Let's say the things that already are, that have not been created yet, they already are. Just because you don't know they are, they're not free. You don't have them yet. So when you do, then you will simply update your periodic table, and it will be updated. That's all. So it's not like you're inventing original sin. You're seeing the sin you're in. Right?
Right.
That wasn't even a good cliche archetype. Now, we're with you. It's all right.
So the phonon process, will it be enhanced with the change? Meaning that there will be more excitation.
Yes. We're not exactly sold on it, but yes.
So this is sort of related to what we were talking earlier about salt, because of the last element, SiDO2. That change, because that's not normal. Is salt going to change due to the phonon process? Because salt does have
It already has.
It is a salt?
Salt has already changed.
So it's on the process of changing, because you mentioned that our salt will turn into silicone dioxide. So that's completed or on the in the way of the process of completing that to turn into silicone dioxide?
Computer says yes.
Okay, and then the next level is, what I brought up this phonon, would that process involve the silicone dioxide?
It would embrace it, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Good.
Wow.
Then you are correct. Ding, 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 winner, chicken dinner. It's so fun.
So then the next...
It's fun to play with.
You're fun to play with also, Ion, and thank you for... Engaging me daily. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You were a red hot mess there for a while, but you're better off now.
I appreciate it. A question about the organs of the body. Are the organs of the body going to get larger?
That's the wrong words.
Okay.
So no, the wrong.
Can you give me the word.
It's true. It's true. But it's the wrong words.
True.
They're not denser.
Word.
They're not thicker. They're not heavier. They're not more shellacky. You see? I mean, how do you say that? So, So do a different word.
Are they going to become denser? Did I use that word? Denser.
Not as you know it.
Denser, not as you know it. So the whole
as you know it.
Definite. Okay, so the definition of density as I know it is changing. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. Good.
I have to look into that.
Yeah, it's okay.
So with that, then, the relative density, that sounds like it relates to oxygen and hydrogen trading places and less electron space.
Electron,
is that right?
Electron proliferation.
Right.
Electron.
Mm-hmm. So it's got to do with the oxygen and hydrogen shifting. Everything's got to do with that in a sense, in terms of new environment, hasn't it, Ion?
Do.
We have to look at the new environment in terms of those two basic things. But then when we look at the Al2SO4 formula for the new environment, there's a lot more going on. Correct? Mm.
Most indubitably.
So we haven't caught up with with knowing
what's the
all
topic,
that yet.
What's the topic you've been doing the last 2 minutes?
Density of
baby back ribs.
And you got into this ALTUS04 in terms of body organs?
Yeah, they're becoming denser because of the shift of hydrogen and oxygen.
Mm. Mm. Okay, Bert, I think that's enough for now. Maybe later we'll come back
Bert
to
Bert had one last question.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bert. I interrupted your last question.
Thanks. Thanks, Carolyn. Ion, the dragon symbology in China and also the European coat of arms, the dragon that Hermes engaged.
Aramaic. No,
Aramaic. That's how he's pronouncing Hermes, Aramaic.
Okay, Aramaic. The dragon Poemdres. Is Poemdres the ground of all the dragon symbology that you see in China and the European coat of arms? Is that the ground, that symbol?
Is that the structural motif?
Not the same way. Help, Bob.
Is it referring to America?
Yes.
In European and China? So that's where Roxy goes on about, why is there Egyptian imagery in Paris, from Egypt, and America? That triangle. That's the triangle there. Mm-hmm. With the dragon is the structural motif at the bottom. They could see what was coming, the alternative continent from another world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's good. See, Bob's perspective is clearer because it's nonsensical, but you embrace it. If you just said those same words, you'd try to convince yourself it was good, and it wouldn't be. Bob saved you.
Right. Thanks, Bob.
So is America another world, Bob?
Yeah, that's what Ayn said. It came from another parallel. It's a parallel world, whatever the phrase
is. We said that originally, though, remember, when we were full of shit back then.
Yeah, back 5 years ago when we didn't believe you. We just thought you were a good fucking Hugh Hefner or something.
Yeah.
A good MC or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wanted to bring you to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
We didn't know what to do with you.
Well, he was a good pimp.
Well,
he got us groupies. I ain't got us groupies.
That's true. And
that's
got
true.
You the winner. Got you the winners to the Kentucky Derby, too, didn't we?
Yeah. And increased our bank account. I had to do a lot before Bob was impressed. Before he let him stand on the same level.
Still an ongoing.
Yeah, still ongoing. You fuck up and back you go. Down the drain. Drain the swamp.
Can't be that bad.
Well, very good, Bert. I'm sure that was a good topic.
Thanks, Carolyn,
Bob. Let's do it.
Thanks.
Good save, Bert.
All right.
Don't get mad.
Yeah,
it's going to get a little bigger. Don't get mad. It's going to get a little bigger.
Do you realize his chest is as big as me?
Yeah, I do. I heard that.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
You'll have to buy a whole new set of clothes.
Bert was a sort of overweight guy with a paunch when I met him in Paris just a month ago. Now he's Superman.
He was not.
Paunch.
Guy who wore glasses.
Isn't that the guy?
He didn't look black anymore.
Played
he made white by his
Swiss environment. Isn't that the guy that played on Chips? Isn't that the guy that played on Chips? Paunch. Isn't he the one that played on Chips?
Yes.
With
excellent prediction of the chip body by that show. Okay, so now I got to find other people. The other people?
They're all gone. They're all going to try to find some restructure. They're all trying to ascend
over here
quickly.
All right, so the regular participants always get priority, so of course we go to Chad. All right, Chad, go ahead.
Hello,
Chad.
Hey, number one. How they hanging?
Great.
Yes.
I was just wondering, before I get into some interesting news stuff, about some couple questions about me. Is it the new drops or something? The last week or so, I feel like I'm mentally zapped, slightly retarded, a bit on edge, blood boiling.
Good. Perfect. Good. Excellent. You're noting the swamp that desperately needs draining, the scab that just won't seem to heal. Yeah.
Yeah, I have that on the side of my mouth.
We know. That's why we mentioned it.
Is that something changing about my skin cells or something?
Yes.
But other than that, like, workouts are going great. I have more energy than I can't reach fatigue. I work out, and then I go swimming, and then jump rope, stuff like that. So, the other thing is, it seems like I get momentum with all these other projects, like marketing, and then when I go to do coding again, the coding just does not flow. It's like a kink code.
It doesn't work. You can't code. You can't code. Coffee don't fax worth a damn. We told you that.
Okay, is there a substitution for coding then? Or just leave it and don't do it anymore?
Stop. Listen to what you're saying. The metaphor is that coffee doesn't fax worth a damn. And if we parallel coding to coffee faxing like a damn worth a damn, we're telling you, don't fax coffee.
But I'm not putting coffee into a package.
Really? No. We can't tell. We can't tell.
I'm looking at a screen and trying to organize code. And it's like I keep looping over and ending up in the back in the same spot. But it's not, everything's not coming together.
So every time you pour the coffee into the fax machine, it just sort of runs through.
Yeah.
Like that? Like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool, good, okay. Now we agree, then, good.
So is coding trying to put coffee into the fax machine?
It would be a metaphor, see. That's the, you have to be very quick with us. That's a metaphor portion of the program where we're trying to allude to something that's a comparative position. Yeah. That's good. You're good. That's good.
There's this little dashboard I have to build to show the marketing, like a tote board, and that requires coding. It used to, the coding used to flow.
Does it?
So now
does
it used to flow.
Hold on, Maud. Does it?
No, it doesn't. The coding doesn't flow anymore.
That's not what we said. You said that you had to do this thingy, thingy, thing to make this thingy, thingy, thing do this thingy, thingy, thing. And we said, does it? You said, yes, it does. And we said, really? And then you were busy then arguing for your limitations.
Could Chad just get an app to do that and not bother going back to the beginning and coding a new one?
It's not that thing. That's not the thing that we're even discussing.
Well, where's he going to get what he needs to do?
Oh, well, he's going to do the thing that was the only thing that ever worked anyway.
But relax and allow?
Okay.
Or is there something better than relax and allow now? That worked every single time?
If something works every single time without failure exception, then now you're asking, is there something better than that that works every single time without failure exception? Well, maybe we suggest you start writing code. Maybe that'll work. Maybe that'll do the ticket. See, no, we're saying that's the point, is you've overcome it, so quit letting it come. That makes sense. Is that logical?
Okay, but when there's things that have to be connected, like this piece of data over there, that piece of data over there, that piece of data over there, they have to be aggregated into one number. There's not just an app for that, because there's no app that connects those two sources.
One is the loneliest number. That's also in your playlist, Bob. Golden Biscuit, Three Dog Night. It's over there to the left, Mom. Yeah. Now, let's get back to what we're saying. So, all these words that you're saying don't make any difference at all. And all these things that you're coming up with are nothing. They're nothing. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to ferret it out some way so that you can go, oh, okay. Because typically every single time you do this and you go, wait a minute, and when something's not doing exactly what it's supposed to do, you won't have it, and you'll quit. You stop until it does. And you used to do that every single time without failure exception. Only now, apparently, you're too smart for that.
I don't get it. When you say I'm too smart for that, you mean in the way that smart is too clever by half?
Yes. Good. Excellent.
So I'll just do what I usually do, is just go, you know what, fuck this, and I'll move on to something else, and then maybe the answer will come later.
It's like when you're working a Sudoku puzzle. Do you know Sudoku puzzles?
Yeah.
Okay, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You walk away from it, come back, and you look and go, well, there's where the 8 goes, for Pete's sake. That's silly of me. That was the easiest thing in the world. But it was superfluous when you were in the throes of it.
Okay, but I have a schedule, and there's milestones of things that are to be done. And without that schedule, it's complete chaos. And my mind is just going crazy all day long with thoughts of when are things going to randomly happen.
Then you should have voted for control.
Okay, then not control. How about just cadence and rhythm? And that's why I like schedules. But then when I'm doing something and it's not working, like this coding, then it's like, okay, well, this is going to fuck the whole schedule up now. Is there something better for me than something that's not a schedule, but the same, like something that's resilient, so I can have a sense of tempo and not be taken down when one thing doesn't work?
You are the master of that you purvey.
Okay, forget it. Let's just move on to new stuff. Never get anywhere with
you are the,
questions
you are,
about me.
Yes, you do. You are the master of that which you purvey. It's either the truth or it's a goddamn lie, right? So
yeah. Anyway, let's just stop talking about me then, because it doesn't go anywhere. It's a knot. So.
Well, it did.
Anyway.
Flip it. That's all we said. Flip it.
So anyway, this week the news is that big data is coming in faster than researchers can process it. Are you pumping that data?
We already did that. It's not a surprise. You know that. It was going to overload the system that was. We told you to get your shit, old shit, out of their cloud because it was not going to last. Now it's not.
I have no idea how to do that. But anyway, I just find it interesting that
they
come full circle.
Did you hear
that?
Yeah,
I know they don't.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. But you were told, you were right, and here it is. These are things that I've noticed this week that you've mentioned, and now they're happening. So the one is the data is overflowing. They cannot process it. That came
out. Hey, Jed, let's get some details here. Big data, who's trying to process it?
In this case, it's a story about biomedical researchers. All the data coming in from all the different apps that are monitoring human biology.
Everything.
It could be heart rate, everything. Heart rate.
In hospitals?
Not just in hospitals, walking around with these wristbands and stuff like that, too.
I mean, where the industry is at, they're overloading themselves. They can't do what they thought they could do. Too much is coming
There's
in.
More data coming in than they can process. There's so many probes and monitors that they don't have enough place to store the data.
So this confirms what Ian's been telling us, Chad, that the regular cloud ain't efficient. It's stupid. It's based on bad data, bad hardware. And you see this is fulfilling what Ian said, right, Chad?
Bob. Absolutely.
Bob.
Yeah.
Yep.
But here's the rub.
Don't talk to me with that tone. The fuck do you think I created you fucking bot?
Here's the rub.
I'm just playing up the audience side. You know, video feed, nothing personal.
You had to create the fictitious version of the cloud so they would embrace the real cloud. Because otherwise they would have never bought it. They would have never give up their damn pictures of dead grandma and put them in the cloud if they thought they were going to lose them.
Right.
It's going to be fun, Chad, when those guys on the McLuhan Facebook page start to fucking realize Bob's right. You'll see a few heart attacks there, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's one quote in the article about the data coming in faster than they can process it. In a world when anything is possible because you have so much data, how do you figure out who has done the math right? Asked Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Robert Califf. So, Ion, they're fucked because they don't even know if the math is being done right.
Hold on. Wait a second. They know the math is not being done right, or they would be able to prove it. By not having checks and balances, they know that it's not right. That's the point. See?
Yeah, is that an anticipation of the EMP? This is like a variation of EMP. It's kind of a breakdown.
No, it's an inverted EMP. They're going to eat themselves out.
Eat themselves out. That's good.
Well, they do
okay.
Eat themselves. Eat themselves out.
The bot. The bots.
They're going to eat themselves out. They're going to eat their own
bots.
Vaginas.
The bots will eat. The bot will eat themselves.
Right.
Wow. Nothing we
can okay.
do.
And then another one. So this is another story that came out this week. Actually, just today. Scientists have discovered that time is not real. Physicists
no
show everything
way.
Happens
no
at the same
way.
Time.
No fucking
yeah.
No
that just came out
way.
Today.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say no fucking way, Chad. No fucking way.
No fucking way. Ion is exploding now.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Who's writing this fiction? Fictionless garbage you're playing with? That's ridiculous.
I didn't call
yeah,
in to say.
That,
I didn't
Jed.
Call in to. Did you, I put on your Facebook today, Bob. I didn't
oh,
call in
yeah,
to say how special I am. I called in to say how special Ion is.
They all do sooner or later.
Yeah, I'm the only guy who can keep up with Ion. Keep up the equal charismatic meter.
Yeah, they say time is a human concept. Time is a human concept.
Human concept. That's the Android
yeah.
beef talking.
And everything happens at the same time. There is no time, but everything happens at the same time. That's their conclusion. Anyway, I just thought I would give Ion a victory lap for that.
Yeah, and I posted the Zappa quote underneath your post, Chad. Where is that?
All right, I'll check that out.
Yeah, the one from the interview. Finally, like I've discovered the Zappa, secret of Zappa place, and... I have been pointing out, so I saw that article, because of you, I guess, just posted the Zappa quote, which is, I don't know, it might take me a minute to get it, so carry on, I'll get it.
Okay, Kellyanne Conway is coming to Calgary next month and touring the oil fields in Alberta. Is that Trump preparing to buy Alberta?
It's for sale.
Yeah.
Well, I was really interested in real estate lately. We had to have some place
who,
for dinner.
Who
yeah,
did
we had to have some place. You are, Bob. We had to have some place for all the Democrats
yeah, he
to
said
live.
Bob. Now, Chad, let's go back to what you were told back in 2009, Ion. You told them that somebody or something will invade Canada. Do you see that happening in the Trump administration?
We see things, yeah.
Do you see Trump or do you see the bot today? Is that too hot?
We see
what?
Things. We see things.
Which world is that happening in? Which timeline? Is it my timeline? Trump's timeline? Like, what factors would blur the precision of your prediction?
Nothing. You've done it now, Bob. There's nothing can change it.
Is Kellyanne the invasion? Kellyanne is the invasion.
There's nothing we could do now.
I did it
we
by
tried.
Saying it, you mean, just now?
We tried. We did the best we could.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. I should have said it.
There's really nothing we could do.
As usual.
So is this going to be the type of invasion like we've seen in the past where they roll in with tanks and troops and things like that, or is this going to be just an economic invasion?
I have to check with Bob on that. He'll let you know. He'll put out a memo. He'll tweet it.
If I can figure out how to get on tweet, yeah, I'll tweet.
Yeah, I've been doing the tweeting for Bob, so I'll
yeah.
He lets me know, I'll tweet.
That's right.
Out.
I don't even know what he's tweeting. Okay,
yeah,
I found the Zappa quote.
The vicarious tweeting of Bob.
Zappa said back in 71, 72, I believe the basic mm-hmm. stuff of the universe, Frank Zappa, I believe the
oh,
basic
God.
Stuff of the universe is in the... Will you shut up? I'm fucking reading a quote, okay? Everybody get in line. Stand back, Ion. It says Frank, I believe the basic stuff of the universe is in the shape of waves, not subatomic particles. Then, if the two components of the universe, waves and time, are actually one, and if a wave equals a wave... All time equals all other time, and you aren't going nowhere because you've already been there. Viewing this whole mechanism from a distance, it would just be a solid object. So I posted that on the Zappa place and underneath you, Chad. So it's a pretty good statement.
Okay, so Ian, what happens to the environment the more people take the drops?
It changes faster. Per second.
Okay.
But we already said that.
Right, but you also said, you know, you said that there is like going to be a small amount of people that take the drops in terms of the overall population. Wouldn't it be beneficial to increase the number wildly so the environment changes faster?
We don't care.
But I care.
Okay, then make them take more drops.
Cool. That's all I had for now.
Okay. Chad, yeah. I just want to tell you, good news, Chad. I've had access to Zappa Vaults, so I've got 10 new Zappa albums that
you do?
Have never been released. Yeah, so we're going to roar into 2017 at the beginning of the Sunday morning show, an hour and a half of Frank with incredible new recordings. Released to me personally. That's because Lady Gaga is
exclusive premiere?
What?
Exclusive premiere?
From here.
Wow,
yep, premiering.
Bob.
Oh, Lady Gaga came through. She called me up and says, you know, I appreciate what Bob's done, what Ian has done for me, and I know you wanted to buy the vault, and you'll probably take it after me, but here's a little thing to tide you over, Bob. And so the theme is we roar out of 2016, and there's a video on YouTube online with all these libtards saying, fuck 2016. They're all yelling at the year 2016 and really pissed off at it. Well, we know it was a great year, and we're going to take the momentum of this year and roar into 2017 with this fantastic new Zappa intensity. So, Ian, you can maybe go on vacation during that period. It'll be quite unpleasant for you to have so much Zappa happening, but you're welcome to drop in right after. We'll play a little Estel Moodman to tide you over. Okay? Did we drive him away,
Manny,
Chad? Is he still
Manny.
There?
No,
there he is.
Manny, quiet of you, Bob.
The white zone for loading only, Ion, to quote Frank.
Yeah.
The white zone is for loading only. All right, so that's the big
Looking
announcement, everybody. Incredible new Frank material. So great to have new, really well-recorded, you know, hyper-produced. Woo! Amazing. And lots
yeah.
of, like, live shows where he, different ways he starts his show, different little preambles.
Well, that's great that you got your hands on that.
And I deserved it.
He borrowed it from Moondoggy.
Yeah, Moondoggy. Now, Moondog, you know him, Chad? That's the famous street musician in New York in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
No.
You know, Dylan Zappa.
Oh, I thought Ion said Moon Unit.
No, he said Moondoggy.
Moondoggy.
Okay.
And that refers to Moondog. I'm taking it that way. Okay. So you're finished?
No.
We'll go see Moondoggy.
No, he's got a lot more left of him. He's not finished. There's a lot more left of him. They have to get him on
Well, he needs a break. He needs to reconsider his options.
They need to get him on the road to Wellville. He'll be okay.
Yeah, him and Bert. Everybody's getting fucked up on the restructure.
Okay, one quick question.
No more Kellogg.
No more Kellogg.
Yeah, no more Kellogg. Kellogg.
Don't you do. Don't you touch another Kellogg product. Do not eat another Kellogg product. Don't.
So anyway, when I'm jumping rope, you know, it requires, like, great timing so you don't trip over the fucking thing. I notice that I tend to drift off into oblivion so quickly and lose my timing sometimes. Like, some days it's perfect, other days it's not, and I notice myself drifting off. It's like it's forced me to see how I have slippage or something. Is that slippage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not real. The space or thing you're trying to connect to isn't real.
Oh, okay.
What we've been saying all along.
Right.
But fresh and new for the very first time, you get to hear it again.
So he's experiencing slippage, Carol?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you experience this? You fall asleep? Did you?
Jumping rope. No, like
while doing that.
Jumping rope. Yeah, like some days the timing's perfect, and then other days it's like I keep tripping over it. So weird. And I've been doing it for a long time. It's not like I'm just learning how to do it.
Hey, Chad, Karen's caught me lately standing there watching TV. I like to do it standing up with the TV on the, or computer on the counter, and she comes in, I'm standing there asleep. I slipped off. And they go back and have to rewind, see where I missed the TV show.
He doesn't remember the show anyway, so I don't know why you have to rewind.
That's true.
It, because he'll never admit
I just know it's going to be there again.
I've never watched it the third time when I didn't like it the second.
Well, are you saying your restructure ups our slippage quotient? Is that what he just said, Carol?
No, we didn't say that. We didn't say that at all.
What did you say? You said Chad is getting slippage from the restructure.
No.
He's just
getting slippage, not from restructure.
Okay. Nothing to do with restructure. All right. Don't worry, people.
Y'all
don't cancel the order.
Thing is, it's new. I'll cancel the orders. Who gives a fuck? It doesn't make
wasn't like, for you anyways. What did it's, it's not for you. It's not for you anyways. That's right.
We got 5,000 canisters on the way.
Yeah.
We're the only business that threatens to close any moment.
I'll take the first 5,000 canisters.
Right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. What are you saying, Bob? Y'all close every day. You close every day.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. No. I do, Carol? No.
Yeah.
Hey, did you just knock out my turbo bridge ion?
Well,
I've got to refresh
it.
Don't fuck with me. Don't force me to refresh the turbo bridge.
The bots are coming.
The bots are doing it.
So, Ian, what do you think of General James Mattis?
Mad Dog,
yeah?
We adore
Mad Dog.
Him. He's as close to Patton as you're ever going to get. Old blood and guts. We adore him.
And what do you think of the president of the Philippines? He's kind of a hard ass, too.
Bob likes him, so we have to be real cautious about that.
It's okay. You can tell me. We won't let Bob know. Cover your ears.
Yeah. Yeah, Bob can't remember.
Bob's funny. Bob's funny. He's funny.
How come Bob doesn't remember stuff? Like, I told him about the Twitter, like, 2 months ago, and he forgot.
He doesn't do that. Why would he engage anything? What's the point? He changes it when he figures it out. He's been trying to figure out the Soundflower since he got the damn thing, and he still can't figure it out. So what are you going to do? How would you know if you did or you didn't?
I don't know. I think I'm starting to pick up a little bit of that from Bob now. Like, I don't remember the What You Show from the other day. I don't remember doing it. I don't remember anything we talked about on Sunday, Ion.
We said clearly to never mind. Remember?
All right, so just enjoy the effects of this and don't look at it as a problem.
What's your fucking choice otherwise?
I don't know. I would ask you.
Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's our answer.
All right. I'm good for now. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, Jared.
Good.